بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي رب هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين. Respected listeners, we turn to Surah Al-Sajda, that is chapter number 32, and we are busy with verse number 4. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وما بينهما في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش ما لكم من دونه من ولي ولا شفيع أفلا تتذكرون. Allah Azza wa Jal says in this verse, Allah is the one who originated the heavens and the earth and that which comes in between. في ستة أيام, in a matter of 6 days. ثم استوى على الأرش, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turned his attention to, positioned himself, turned his attention to the throne. And مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ دُونِهِ مِنْ وَلِيُّ وَلَا شَفِيعٍ, other than him, there is neither a guardian for you nor an intercessor. Would you then, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, أَفَلَا تَتَذَكَّرُونَ, would you then not observe the advice? Would you not then observe the advice? So yesterday we discussed certain aspects with regards to this verse, خَلَقَ. This means to originate from absolutely nothing. Allah brings into existence. They claim to make so many things, but from absolutely nothing, without raw materials, can they even create one aspect or anything? Can they even create one fly? Allah Azza wa Jalla addresses. One fly. Just one fly. They can create a drone. But the drone is created with what? It's designed with the ingredients which Allah Azza wa Jalla has granted them. Try to make a phone, a cell phone, without any raw materials. All of this, it needs plastic. It needs this, it needs that. And that is how they then utilize all these raw materials to make what they want, and then they put the claim, we made it. Allah Azza wa Jal originates from absolutely nothing. You yourself, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ, within yourselves, have you not taken lesson? What you were, how you became. So that too, they've got answers. We've discussed this on previous occasions. However, yeah, خَلَقَ, خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَوْمَا فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ. In this year is a lesson for you, because we said to you, مَا بَيْنَ كَافٍ, مَا بَيْنَ كَافٍ وَنُونٍ, that which is between Kaf and Noon. Allah Azza wa Jal is the creator. He just... Kun fayakun, and it is even faster than that, but just for the comprehension of mankind. Kun fayakun. So they say, ma bayna kafin wa nunin. So Allah Azza wa Jal says, in 6 days, heavens, earth, and that which was in between, to teach you, O mu'mineen, O humankind, that listen, do things gradually. You want to become the wali of Allah. It has to be done consistently, gradually. Of course, that which is compulsory, you cannot leave out. And you have to build yourself up towards it. Nobody just became a wali overnight. It was Allah Azza wa Jal perhaps accepted some action of theirs that they did in the dark. That is why we should constantly do something which, like how you say in English, and how Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said as well, that give charity such that the left hand doesn't know. So it means that you did it with so much of sincereness. Nobody must get to know about it apart from yourself. Apart from yourself. And even then to within yourself, the left hand, of course it's impossible, but it's that understanding. Do it, conceal certain acts of yours so that it is accepted. And that probably will give that rise towards becoming the friend of Allah, which we are all desirous of. So, what they say in English, Rome was not built in a night. Rome was not built in a night. To become the wali of Allah, it will take time. You lived so many years in this particular direction. So now it has to be that shift towards this direction now. You're shedding all those sinful acts. You're letting it go slowly, slowly, one by one. That is why to be in the company of an expert sheikh will make your journey towards Allah Azza wa Jal much more sweeter, much more tastier, and you will know then all the shortcuts of how to become the wali of Allah. Whereas if you have to do it by yourself, you're going to go through a journey which is filled with vultures and you have no support system. When you go to the gym, you say personal trainer, because you know if you have to do it yourself, half the time you're doing the exercises wrong and you don't even know, there's no direction. So you employ, or you've got a friend, or you've got someone to assist you in this direction. Similarly, a doctor, he finishes off, and then can he just start operating like that? No, he has to go for 2 years. Practicals. So like this, you become practical when you sit in the company of the pious. They will tell you, do this, stay away from that. Do this, do that. You make mashura with them. I want to do this, I want to do that. They'll say, stay away from that, do this. This is how you bring your life onto a tartib that Allah Azza wa Jalla is pleased with you. Sometimes it's correct what you want to do. You just changed your life and now you say, bucket shower. So, is your body trained for it at that moment? The sheikh will advise you. Let's see. You're going to put such constrained and hard rulings upon yourself, then what's going to happen? You're going to break down. There is going to be the time where you're going to break down. Your old scroppy car at the moment, you want to get this car functioning well, and there's a lot of hope for it. But at the moment, you've been really abusing this bounty which Allah Azza wa Jalla has granted you. You've been driving like a maniac on the roads. Even your number plate is maniac. Everyone knows this is maniac. There was one person like that. He used to call himself maniac. And he put his number plate also maniac. So it is six. I think it is six letters. Or sometimes you'll have to take out, you know how they play around with the words. So you want to become this maniac and you've decided it. Now you've decided, no, that's not the life. You'll have to do it under supervision. So that you reach the pleasure of Allah. That's your destination. So this tartib Allah is teaching us in anything in life. And yesterday we said to you, whilst we were there in Darul Ulum Zakaria, so beautiful, alhamdulillah, nice house we're renting. Allah Azza wa Jalla reward those in charge, assisting and taking. We must. Man lam yashkurin nas, lam yashkurillah. Who doesn't thank Allah, who doesn't thank the people, show gratitude to the people, he doesn't show gratitude to Allah. So we decided, no, let's paint it, but we don't want to get anyone. We want to do it ourselves. So I called one friend who was an expert. He also, mashallah, he came, rose to the occasion, helped us, assisted us. But he said, look, I'm going to do it, but we do it over 1 day in a week. That's how we're going to do it. 1 day in a week. One room, 1 day. So it was 4 or 5 rooms which we had to be painted. So we said, okay, one room a week. I was thinking more on the lines, just do 1 week and get done. But his vision taught me a lesson. Do things accordingly and gradually. There's more barakah in it. And at the same time, you are doing something that you don't normally do. So like this, you are not putting so much of strain on your body that at the end of the day, you are then broken apart. And like this, you give yourself 6 days to recover then, because you are adding something which you don't normally do. Like this, when you are shedding sins and you are bringing in new good qualities, it will take time. So slowly you work on this. Then, and once it's gone, it doesn't mean it's gone for life. It will still remain there. As soon as you feel that, you know, now I've mastered it, anger, take anger. Once you've decided, you know what, I've worked on my anger, now I'm okay. That is the day, believe it or not, you'll be tested, and that is the time that you will fail your test, because you feel like you've mastered it. There's no mastering of it. Great, great shuyukh, great, great imams on their deathbed, and they told them, they were reciting the kalima, and they said, not now, not now, not now. They said, oh, beloved imam, you are saying this, not now, we are saying recite the kalima. He said, no, not now, I'm saying to shaitan, because he's gripping me, and he's saying to me that you are free from my clutches now. And I'm telling him, not now, not now, not yet, not yet. So great, great imams at their time, and they were still so worried. Can we ever really feel that we are now, we've reached that level where, but Allah says, فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Well, so stay, do not consider yourself pure. Do not over consider yourself and say, you know what, I'm pure. May Allah protect us from this. This was shaitan. He said, you know what, why do I have to bow before? I'm more pure. I'm better. I'm made from fire. He's made from sand. Who is, see that I'm better. So Allah will protect us. So when you instilling or you are adopting new qualities, good qualities, you do it gradually. And also at the same time, you are shedding. So you're replacing. Like they say so beautifully, all of us are different in certain aspects. So you may be, and this is what we have to do. They say soul searching. You have to see within yourself that what is it that I like to do that is part of Deen and Islam from the Ibadat of Allah Azza wa Jal. Am I a generous person? So you get those people, they're just generous by nature. They will give you anything, absolutely everything. So now keep that as your plus. And you keep that. Some people like to cook. Some people like, so that's your goods, that's your strengths. So keep that going. And then you'll see, so for example, they say if a person was a miserly, is a miserly person. Now he comes on to Deen. You'll see when he comes on to Deen, now he'll be miserly in spending on sin. And that quality of miserly will still remain, but now he will be spending it in the right avenues. And in the wrong avenues, he will be considered a miser, which is a good thing. Don't spend in that avenue. Spend in that which is going to help you, assist you. Similarly, a person has anger. An anger problem. So when he changes, the anger still remains, but now it is for the right. He cannot look at Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. Strength. When he comes into Islam, the strength is used to then protect Islam and give Islam that different, that added benefit. Well, Sayyiduna Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, nobody could dare go to the Kaaba al-Musharrafah. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew and made dua. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu is the one that is accepted for Islam. He comes in and there they go to the Kaaba al-Musharrafah to pray salah openly. Who's going to stop? See that he becomes an asset to Islam. This is what we must do. Become an asset to Islam. How can I utilize my expertise in the different avenues, but in the right avenues? Many, many names are coming about. Islamic this, Islamic. You have to see what is really Islamic. And this becomes so much easier when you have an expert sheikh. So Allah Azza wa Jal guide us towards that. So this is in 6 days we are explaining to you gradually doing things. ثم استوى على العرش الله عز وجل يا استوى. What is استوى؟ كما يليق بشأنه, as is in accordance to Allah عز وجل's grandeur. Look at other verses. ليس كمثله شيء, absolutely nothing like Allah. ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. You know, you read in Surah Al-Ikhlas, nothing equal to Allah. Allah is unique. There's apps you can't comprehend. You can't. So when the Salafis come and how they translate it, they say literally it is the way it is. So then we ask them, what is the difference between when you say Allah is, they say sitting on the arsh. They say, okay, so if Allah is on the arsh, that means the arsh has a shape. That means you're attaching a body to Allah. Then what's the difference in what you're saying here? The Christians say, what do they say? They say, Father in heaven. They say, Father in heaven. So what's the difference between the two, we ask you? You are just doing this. And slowly you are heading on the pathway towards shirk. The best, kama yaliqu bi sha'nihi, as is in accordance to Allah Azza wa Jal's grandeur. When you say this person here, he's got a seat, doesn't mean means that he's got that high position, high power. He's got that high power. So when you understood this with human beings, ordinary human beings, how can you then imagine it just goes against aqidah, beliefs, basic beliefs, to say that Allah Azza wa Jal has a shape? Because to be sitting on it, the shape is to, the arsh has to have a size. That means to occupy that seat on the arsh. How could we even go towards that level? وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. Allah Azza wa Jal, you protect us from such. Don't ponder over Allah, ponder over His qualities, ponder over His creation, but that you stay away from. You say, كَمَا يَلِيقُ بِشَأْنِهِ, as is in accordance to His grandeur. Allah Azza wa Jal says, مَا لَكُم مِّن دُونِهِ مِّن وَلِيُّ وَلَا شَفِيعٌ. Other than Him, there is neither a guardian for you nor an intercessor. أَفَلَا تَتَذَكَّرُونَ. Would you then not observe the advice?
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
بسم الله توكلت على الله ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. اللهم إني أعوذ بك أن أضل أو أضل أو أزل أو أزل أو أظلم أو أظلم أو أجهل أو يجهل عليّ.